Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, well, this is the edition of The Breakfast Show that the world first got to meet listener Yvonne.
That's where we go, yeah.
All right, okay.
You were bested by Vassos as well, weren't you? Weird. Okay, get out of here, Glenn. There we go, he's imaginary bodyguard. Peter picks him up and scoops him out of the studio. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, it's merchandise time here on The Breakfast Show. And as we kind of head into spring, summer, and maybe we're going to start cooking outdoors, we thought, what a perfect time to restock our two sauces. One was created by Matt Dyson. Mm-hmm. It is a hot sauce named Clough.
Yes, I'm not saying it's the best sauce in the world, but it's in the top one.
Mine was actually voted best by Greg Wallace, the MasterChef Supremo. It is a sweet barbecue sauce with a little kick to it, and it's called Fountain of Youth, which is how I continue to look so young. Just do a cheesy grin to the new studio cameras. Doesn't work on the radio, does it? A cheesy grin to the studio cameras. Let's try again.
Oh, we can hear your teeth. Yeah, we can hear your teeth. We can hear your grin.
It's almost audible.
We can hear
how cheesy you smile, Dave. We can hear when you smile. The listeners love it.
Okay, you'll be a radio consultant one day. But until then, you're a good co-host.
You can always hear your great new haircut as well.
Well, bless you. Nice. Thank you very much indeed. Anyway, moving on. Blushing now. Okay, so to win a bottle of the sauce, and you get to choose which one you want, you need to listen to a clip from yesterday's show, and we have some sauce all over a key part of it. If you can tell us what's missing, or you can come on air and choose your sauce. So yesterday, we were talking about your street life, the gossip and stuff that's going down wherever you live, and we received this correspondence.
Dave, we've had an abandoned on the wall at the front of our house for the last 3 weeks. It is the talk of the WhatsApp group. Who is it? Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Regards, concerned, number 26.
So, what was left on the wall outside the listener's house? Was it A, flat cap, or B, a fat cat? So that's A, flat cap, or B, a fat cat. Your names and your answers, A or B, to 81215. That's 81215. Up next, you'll get a chance to be the Sauce Whisperer.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is time to become the Sauce Whisperer. We played you a clip from yesterday's show.
Yep.
What was left on a dear listener's front wall? Was it a flat cap or a fat cat?
It was a flat cap.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
Dave, we've had an abandoned flat cap.
Yeah.
On the
Done it.
Got the sauce.
And so, only one question remains. Which of the two rival sauces would you like to own? Oh, sorry, no, that's not right. Which of the two rival sauces would you like to own? This is what I was looking for.
Ah, yes.
Now, Chloe, before you say anything, I can't believe on the phone line here it's saying that you're from Nottingham, which is very disappointing.
A lot of people calling in from Nottingham because they want the Clough, you know. Build it and they shall come.
Well, do the right thing, Chloe, because I can't be losing out to Matt Dyson.
I feel like I Want the Clough should be the name of the podcast from today.
I Want the Clough.
Consider it named. It's the least and we can do.
And I do want the Clough.
You do? Amazing stuff. Liz Truss has compared herself to Brian Clough in her new book, you know. His time in charge at Leeds. So it's not just Clough sauce, it's now Truss sauce as well. So I hope you enjoy that. On your hot dog. Have it with some lettuce.
Do you want to change your mind?
Yeah, it's not too late.
Well, I think it's too late now.
The sauce only lasts about 40 days, so you've got to be careful.
Whereas the Fountain of Youth has no political allegiances whatsoever. So if you want to... Chloe, great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, guys. Keep up the fine work.
And thank you for tuning in. We will get you a bottle, and it is delicious, of Clough sauce out to you right away. Well done. Thank you very much indeed, Chloe. And there'll be a chance for you to turn Sauce Whisperer tomorrow morning around this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, as promised, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, you know when people say who would be your dream dinner party lineup?
Yes.
Well, two of them feature in this next Social Ammo bulletin, so I'm thrilled. So who have you got for us?
Liz Truss and Dua Lipa.
There you go. And then Gandhi and John Lennon, and it's done. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, just come dine with me. Yeah, I love it.
Lovely. I did mention the former PM earlier, but she is trending again. She's always on the socials, Liz Truss. She can't, over Easter, she posted a bizarre picture. I don't know if you saw it. Holding a lamb outside an abandoned church. Like the church was boarded up.
It was haunting on so many levels, wasn't it?
Really bizarre. Went viral though. She's been on Fox News, all right, plugging her new book, 10 Years to Save the West. And she did the classic holding up a book on camera error, where she went to show it to the screen, but unfortunately it was back to front, so you could just see all the blurb on the back. And then she turned it round and it was upside down. She got it third time.
The impossible.
It was quite a mess. But I mean, just the audio gives you a sense of how awkward it was.
Your thought. Great to see you. Your thoughts.
Great to see you. And here's my new book. I'll just get it up. There you go. Front. There we are.
Yeah, congratulations.
Just get it up there.
You'd have to rehearse the showing of the book.
Surely.
Yeah, privately.
Sure. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is quite hard if you're watching yourself back and trying to get it right on the screen, you know what I mean? If you're seeing yourself
just
back.
Just don't look at yourself.
It can be quite confusing.
Screen.
Yeah, just get it ready. Get it ready beforehand.
I mean, it's... I've done it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a copy of your own book.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. It's a fascinating read, apparently. She uses the word woke 19 times in her book.
And, all in a row, though, which is the weird thing. Yeah. Just comma.
And says John Lennon is her favourite Beatle.
Oh, he's also coming to my dream dinner party. So that'll be our favourite.
Although
John.
He was clearly a lefty, she says. And then the other person at your dinner party was Dua Lipa, Dave.
Yeah.
Because there I ruined it back, where they sort of mocked. They've got this thread they do where they mock modern popular music, part of a series of sort of nonsense lyrics, right? And this is what Dua Lipa sounds like to people who don't like Dua Lipa. It's quite similar. Dance the dancey dance. There it is. Quite accurate. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, yesterday, around this time, I forced Matt Dyson to try something that my wife has been forcing me to have on a daily basis for over a year now. It is the simply disgusting Revive Collagen, vegan collagen, which is good for your hair and your nails.
Do you feel
and
any benefit from it?
Well, I look fantastic. I'm sure we'll all agree. Yeah, yeah. Vitamins B, C, D, E, and of course the all-important Panax Ginseng.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Matt, you gave it a go.
Yeah.
You then were forced to deliver Gary Barlow's Immortal line. I reckon that's going to go perfectly with the Sauvignon Blush from his new wine commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, producer Liam has already been working hard on the video of you. And we've seen a kind of a demo of what the thumbnail could look like.
Yeah, it's not complimentary. It's another incredibly uncomplimentary thumbnail of me.
But I don't think the physical form has ever represented the horror of Revive Collagen.
It really comes
before.
Across how bad it tastes.
That's for about 5 minutes every show while there's a song on, that's how I look. Yeah. I'm just recoiling. So I thought, do you know what I should do? I should bring in some for Anna and Glenn to try.
Thank you.
You must share.
So you've got it in there. First of all, you couldn't open the packet. Was something that
it was that typical ketchup sachet issue. You've got to return tail between your legs to the first unopened ketchup sachet.
Yeah,
after failing to open the others.
You should have seen how jubilant old Swiss was that he got to use his Swiss Army knife today. It's what he's named after. And he went in there and he was gleeful cutting it through.
Scissors attachment.
So,
don't worry.
What going to ask you to do.
Yeah.
Ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to shot this Revive Collagen vegan collagen.
Yeah, let's see their faces.
And then deliver the immortal Gary Barlow line.
Yeah,
I reckon that's going to go perfectly with Sauvignon Blanc. Anna, I'm going to ask you to go first.
Oh, no.
Take it away.
Okay, it smells. I shouldn't have smelt it.
No, it smells really serious.
It's awful.
Okay,
we'll
shot it. Okay.
You're going to have to suck the sachet, I'm afraid, Anna.
Yeah, yeah. Squeeze it all out.
It's the aftertaste that's a bit bitter.
That's not the line. That's not the line.
Come on. Channel your Gary Barlow.
Okay. It has made you sound like Gary Barlow.
I reckon that's going to go perfectly with my Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Okay, Glenn, your chance.
Right, here we go. All right. Oh, I reckon that's going to go perfectly with my Sauvignon Blanc.
It's just like having gone off jam.
Yeah,
it's so bad,
it's fizzy, isn't it?
It's really
so
fizzy.
Bad. Yeah.
Oh, it's really rotten, bitter apples.
Rotten, we know it's rotten. It went off in March.
It went off in March.
That's why we got. That's why you got the job lot.
Yeah. My wife has a lot in common with Del Boy. There are crates of this stuff in our front room at home. Let me tell you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here we go once again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. The question is, can you match just five simple words with a member of my Breakfast Show team to win yourself £5,000? And hoping the answer to that question is, yes, Dave, yes, I can. We have Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. My goodness, I am not worthy. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Yvonne. great having you on the show. What an intro.
Liana.
Yvonne, you're up in Sheffield. You love Absolute 80s.
I love it. Yeah, it's my era.
You once matched 4 out of 5 with Scatty Matty.
Wow.
Not on the phone.
Yeah.
At home, in the comfort of my home.
Comfort of your home. Well, that's lovely.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've seen you on The Weakest Link. You were up against Vassos from Virgin, weren't you?
I was, yeah. And I got down to the last three and he bested me and got
you
down to the last
away.
Two. Yeah, well, I had to walk away because I was voted off. I didn't want to walk away. Ramesh was literally dragging me out. That's how it worked, Yvonne, unfortunately, on The Weakest Link. I said, do you know what? I'm going to stay. And Vassos was like, no, you got to go. I've written your name down on this piece of cardboard. So, unfortunately, them's the rules, Yvonne. And the rules of this game are we need to give the random player generator a spin to see who you're playing alongside. Here we go.
You haven't asked me who I want to play against.
Oh. We're going to find out.
Anna Geary. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore is a play. Are you happy with that, Yvonne?
I am happy with that. I've seen him on television as well.
Yeah. Seen you on television as well, Glenn.
That's where we go, yeah. All right, OK.
You were bested by Vassos as well, weren't you? Weird. OK, get out of here, Glenn. There we go. His imaginary bodyguard, Peter, picks him up and scoops him out of the studio.
He's a stand-up comic, isn't he?
He is, Yvonne, yeah.
Yes, Yvonne.
Believe
he
it or
is.
Not. No, yeah, he is. He's a very good one, an award-winning one. Okay, Yvonne, it's just you and me, which, let me tell you, fills me full of all kinds of fear.
I can't wait to hear Yvonne's words.
Here we go.
Come on, Yvonne.
Here we go. Right, Yvonne, let's all take a breath, shall we?
In.
I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then give Glenn Moore the same 5 words. If they match your 5 words, you can have £5,000.
Fantastic. Get my brain into gear.
That's right. Good
Come
luck
on,
to you, Yvonne.
You've got this.
Your first word this morning is thunder.
Lightning.
Yes.
Very, very frightening. Up next is shoe. S-H-O-E. Shoe.
Horn.
Horn is good.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
Supernova.
Ooh, nice.
Daily.
Telegraph.
Ooh. Hello. I didn't have Yvonne down as a broadsheet reader. But
well, you've judged the book by its cover, haven't you? You can like me, Vassos off that virgin, and also read a broadsheet, Matthew.
Yes, that's true, yeah. Pigeonhole people.
Right.
I'm surprised you didn't say super duper, though, I must say.
Superman, but yeah. Anyway, let's not get into it. Right. And finally, Yvonne, the word is ancient.
History.
Very good.
Yeah.
Solid performance from Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yes, nicely done, Yvonne. Please do wait right there on line one. Glenmore is in play next. We're going to try and win you £5,000. I'll speak to you in a bit. Stay right there.
£1,000, did you say?
£5,000. Five words, five grand. £5,000, Yvonne.
The line went when you said the five, okay, and like you said one.
Right, no, definitely five. It's 100%. Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to... Yeah. What? No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, Glenmore is now back in the studio and ready to play. Yvonne has been waiting patiently on line one. Yvonne, it is time to get down to business. Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this.
I love Yvonne.
We're doing it, Yvonne.
Glenn, you know, I love you. I've seen you on TV. Mock the Week.
Yeah, thank you for watching it. R.I.P.
Yeah.
To Mock the Week, not to either of us. Like, sorry, that wasn't a threat. You what, mate?
Yeah. I liked your Mock the Week until you just walked off. I've been thinking about that during that last song. I could have won. Weakest Link, if only I hadn't walked off. So my strategy went wrong. I got down to the last three, and then I just walked off. I remember the floor manager saying, "Where are you going, Dave? You're in with a chance of winning. You can best Rick Edwards. Get back in." I went, "No." And off into Glasgow I went. Just wandered off into Glasgow. Right, anyway, here we go.
Okay, good
Let's
luck.
Let's get down to business. We can do this. Here we go.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Glenn.
Yes.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say thunder?
Lightning.
Yes. Yay!
There's a noise for the ages. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm dreading what a no might sound like.
Okay, up next.
Bell.
Say what you hear, Yvonne. Here we go. Shoe.
Horn.
Correct.
Yes. All right.
Nearly there. Well,
nearly there. Yeah.
Nearly halfway.
We are. Do you want to walk away, or are you happy to carry on playing?
No, you walk away.
You've got two out of five. You've got that. That's locked in. That's all yours. You've got two.
Right. Okay. The third word. Superman.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I would have gone with that too, but supernova is a very nice answer from Yvonne. Yvonne, we'll do the remaining two words. Daily.
Bread.
Ooh.
Telegraph. Ancient.
I don't think we've done the Lord's Prayer. That's the method.
Amazing. That's
opposites,
the method.
Follow-ons and Lord's Prayer. Those are the three.
They are daily bread.
What's next? What are rest classes? Have we got that? Is that next?
Oh, wow.
Against. No. It is. It is ancient.
Greece.
History.
Oh.
History. Which means, you know what, we end on 2 out of 5. You've not won the money, Yvonne, but I say this from the bottom of my heart. It has been an absolute joy having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in, not only to the show, but obviously all of Glenn and I's TV work, which is very sweet of you. Give it up for Yvonne, everybody. Well done, Yvonne. Well done. We're going to be playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
And it's time to hand in the cool badge. 8, 12, 15. Let me know about those things in your life that could be deemed slightly uncool. And as I do from time to time, I'm going to get the ball rolling, and it's about the socials. Dave underscore Berry underscore Insta is my Instagram. And I put something on my stories. Now, what I like about stories is that it tends to get more kind of engagement from people than putting anything on the grid anymore.
Okay.
The social media team have been telling me that for years, but will I listen? No. Also, because obviously things disappear after 24 hours. And my daughter, who is 5 years old, decided to open her very first beauty salon on Sunday evening.
Yes.
Not a great thing as you're embarking on a brand new week, a worse of shows.
Yeah.
But it's the first time she's done it. And she said, Daddy, will you come to my beauty salon? And I said, of course I will.
Yeah.
And, well, what she created.
What an image.
It's a work of art.
You must repost this if it has disappeared off your story.
Yeah. Oh, I really don't know if I should.
You need another 24 hours. Yeah.
Have you still got the nail varnish on now?
No, I've got the nail varnish. The unicorn tattoo. Oh, yes. The remnants of the unicorns. So I got my nails done. I got tattooed. I had a mascara on both my eyelashes. Not both my eyelashes. I've got more than two, but it was on my eyelashes and also my eyebrows. I don't know, do people mascara their eyebrows? Is that a regular look?
I think that's what people say when they go to a beauty salon. They go, can you do my eyebrows and just a quick tattoo?
Yes, a quick unicorn tattoo. And then my hair was just up in, it's one of the reasons I got my hair cut, so Evie can't do it to me again.
Yeah.
I had it all chopped off yesterday just because it was up here. It was like real, it was huge.
Yes,
and then I had a tiara on.
Yeah,
and then I think the red lippy was the bit that really made me look like the Joker in Batman. That was the bit that really set it off. And with some stubble, you know, it was quite the look.
Yes, it was.
I'm kind of going to keep the mascara, I think. I do like wearing mascara. I've not worn it since I was into emo when I was about 14.
Oh, yes, your guy liner phase.
14 years ago, obviously.
Again.
But the thing about this is, you know, and it was fun and it's great. And of course, you know, so many parents go through these things with their little kids. You know, they want to open the beauty. I'm sure you've been through the beauty salon
full
many
contouring,
times.
Full contouring,
Full contouring. Really good. And you look great. But the thing is, despite having posted things over the years on my Instagram that include, like, you know, we're so blessed to meet so many interesting people like Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lawrence and big, you know, Oscar-winning stars. Mm. And they've been on the show and I've posted pictures, or, you know, Taylor Swift even, you know, the person we're talking about in the news right now, one of the biggest stars on earth. And having travelled to Rome and Paris and Tokyo and all these interesting cities, it is my most engaged with post in the history of me being on Instagram. To the point where, and this is the cool badge bit, Instagram actually sent me like a badge.
Oh, wow.
Saying, well done. It says, well done, 50,000 people liked this picture of you. Looking really bizarre. Well done, this is what you need to do. So I've taken Anna and Matt's advice. I've reposted it. It's on my Instagram right now. If you want to go check out my daughter's brilliant work as a beautician. And whilst you're doing that, we'll send in your own cool badges.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Alison in Bury says, hi, Tim, quick question. Is it uncool to be building my own greenhouse from scratch? Thanks.
That's
quite impressive.
Cool.
Skilled. Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive badge, yeah.
Carpentry is an art.
Yeah, you're fine, Alison. You're absolutely fine. You don't need to give me the badge. Marie says, hi, team. Waking up yesterday feeling rather chilly, I turned to my husband and uttered one of the most uncool things I've ever said, which is, I can't wait to get our cavity wall insulated.
That's not what someone would say in an ad.
Yeah. Hey, you struggling with your taxes, John?
Yeah.
Let me just grab the bacon rolls and I'll take you through this new app.
Yeah, I'll improve your energy rating. No problem.
No problem at all. What's that, John? You're having trouble with your cavity wall? Let's get it insulated after you've had a sausage bat. Hashtag Ladverts. We're on to you, advert makers.
Yeah.
Dave, when I heard you play your five-year-old daughter's recorder last week, my first thought was how awesome it would be if you played the good, the bad and the ugly theme as the five words player left the studio. Yeah. And then I paused and I actually felt the cool exit my soul. Here's my badge from Dash. Thank you, Dash. Keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. I hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, it means you are not going to hear the same song twice from this moment in time right through till 5 p.m. Now, we are live with you every weekday morning from 6 a.m. And earlier this morning on the show, after Matt was brave enough to give it a go yesterday, I asked Anna and Glenn to taste test the awful vegan collagen that's slightly out of date that my wife is making me have on a daily basis. And apparently it's going to improve my nails and my hair, but it tastes awful, as I think these guys will go to prove. First of all, you couldn't open the packet was something that
it was that typical ketchup sachet issue. You've got to return tail between your legs to the first unopened ketchup sachet after failing to open the others.
You should have seen how jubilant old Swiss was that he got to use his Swiss Army knife today. It's what he's named after. And he went in there and he was gleeful cutting it through.
Scissors attachment, so don't worry.
What I'm going to ask you to do... I'm going to ask you to shot this Revive Collagen Vegan Collagen and then deliver the immortal Gary Barlow line. I reckon that's going to go perfectly with Sauvignon Blanc. Anna, I'm going to ask you to go first. Take it away.
Okay, it smells. I shouldn't have smelt it.
It smells really serious.
It's awful.
Okay, okay.
You're going to have to suck the sachet, I'm afraid, Anna.
Yeah. Squeeze it all out.
It's the aftertaste that's a bit bitter.
That's not the line. That's not the line.
Channel your Gary Barlow.
It has made you sound like Gary Barlow.
I reckon that's going to go perfectly with my Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, dear. Okay, Glenn, your chance.
Right, here we go. All right. Oh, I reckon that's going to go perfectly with my Sauvignon Blanc.
It's just like having gone off jam.
It's so bad, isn't it? It's really so fizzy. It's really rotten, bitter apples.
We know it's rotten. It went off in March.
That's why you got the job lock.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Wednesday morning. It is time once again to bid you farewell. And of course, thank you for tuning into the show. We'll leave you with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast and the podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. Matt, you're back on choosing duty today.
Thank you.
So what's going to be the title? We Can Hear Your Smile.
Ah, that was early on the show, wasn't it? Yeah, Your Audible Beauty.
Thank you very much. I think you're taking things too far, Matt. I feel uncomfortable, if I'm honest. I want the clough.
They all want the clough sauce. They're flocking to the yard.
Another chance for you to win a bespoke sauce tomorrow morning just after six, by the way. Suck the sachet!
Yes, Glenn and Anna tried the collagen and delivered the Gary Barlow lines today.
I didn't walk off. Ramesh asked me to leave.
Oh, Yvonne's reading of a popular TV quiz show there during five words. Amazing. What a line that you had to come out with.
And finally, opposites, follow-ons, and the Lord's Prayer.
I'm still sort of struggling to come to terms with Glenn saying daily bread as one of his responses.
It's nice.
On
it's
five
a good
words.
Answer. It's amazing. A good answer.
I think it has to be I didn't walk off. Ramesh asked me to leave.
Yeah, okay. That's the name of the podcast, available wherever you do your pod dealings. So on the way, well, we've just been talking about it in detail, but Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio and she will have your tea break trivia so you can get some practice in ahead of the big day for Cash for Kids. Plus, she has the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today could see somebody win £90,000. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained.